The Stories of Pascal Kovacic Presents. 365 Exact Days. A True Story. The last year of life of a woman the likes of whom will never be born again, so that she may continue to live in the hearts of those who will come to know her story. Narrated by David. To those who know that love is not something to be possessed, but to be given. And to those who seek, within these pages, the warmth of an embrace that can never be forgotten. Preface. How many of you can say you have known, or had in your family, someone truly special, wonderful, unique, and irreplaceable? A rare soul, gifted with purity, kindness, and selflessness, capable of giving true and unconditional love in any situation, never wavering, despite the tribulations of life. I was fortunate enough to have known such a person. She was my aunt, one of my mother's older sisters. I decided to tell her story because the person she was, and certain events that happened to her, are truly incredible. This narrative focuses primarily on the last year of her life, while allowing the necessary space for other fundamental moments. With all my heart, I want as many people as possible to know her, to celebrate her greatness. I want to create something that speaks of her and remains in literature, just as she has remained in the hearts of everyone who ever met her. Indeed, no one ever knew her without becoming fond of her, recognizing her rare qualities. I believe that anyone who has received such a gift should share it. In a world that tends to spread mostly negativity, cynicism, and selfishness, it is only right to give a voice to stories made of love, empathy, and compassion, feelings that exist and remain at the foundation of a life lived deeply and happily. People like my aunt are those who, in their own small way, improve the world in a grand way. Society can only evolve by flooding it with love, starting precisely with the people who make up our families. Here, then, is my contribution, in the hope that it may convey the same joy I felt when I was with her. I will never forget her enveloping embraces, the melody of her voice, the charm in her gaze, the infectiousness of her smiles, and the sweetness of her caresses. If today I am a humble man, devoted to what is good and capable of loving authentically, I certainly owe it to her as well. To me, she was much more than a mother. Introduction. Conchetta, known to everyone as Zia Setina, was born in Catania on January 20, 1924. She was the second of six children, the last two of whom were twins, my mother and another uncle. Zia Setina was the kind of person you grew fond of in a heartbeat. It only took speaking to her once to feel you loved her. She had a gaze that expressed kindness and sweetness, a voice that was always calm, and a gracious manner. She was always careful not to intrude on others' space and never to be a burden to anyone. She was a woman of superior intelligence and rare sensitivity, yet at the same time funny, full of joie de vivre, and always ready to give of herself for others. Although this narrative focuses on the last year of her life, I feel it is essential to take a few steps back and recall some crucial episodes from the preceding years. These fragments are necessary to understand the strength of our bond and how the energies of love prepared us to live those final, intense 365 days together. From her brothers and sisters to the grandchildren of my generation and their children, she raised three generations of children who, thanks to her teachings and her love, are today mature adults, the fruits of her tree. She never married and lived almost her entire life in my grandparents' house along with her elder sister, Zia Teresa. This allowed her to raise the grandchildren who myself included, and first among them couldn't wait to be with her. In truth, due to some feuds brought about by elements outside the family, the deepest bond fully mutual in every way was with my family and that of my mother's twin brother. As for the others, while I have nothing personal against them, I do not feel it is necessary to speak of them in this story. There was a special relationship between us. When we were apart, we wrote long letters to each other, which I still keep, in addition to speaking often on the phone. When we were together, on the other hand, we wouldn't leave each other's side for a minute. Even when she came to Monza to visit us, I always wanted to sleep in the same room as her. As a child,